On the next U.S. Census form, the list of checkboxes for your race and ethnicity is officially getting longer. The Biden administration has approved new ways of counting Latinos and people of Middle Eastern or North African descent in government statistics. Now, this change is expected to have implications on how voting districts are drawn and redrawn and how civil rights protections are enforced. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong is here to explain. Hey, Hansi.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Tell me more about what exactly the Biden administration is changing here.
Well, there are two big changes. One is a new checkbox for Middle Eastern or North African, and it's related to a change to the federal government's definition of the white racial category. It will no longer include groups like, for example, Egyptian, Iranian, Israeli, Kurdish, Lebanese, Palestinian, Syrian. And that's because there's been research suggesting many people today with roots in the Middle East or North Africa do not see themselves as white.
Gotcha. Okay, that's one change. What's the second one?
The other major change gets at the confusion a lot of Latinos face when they try to answer the census and other federal forms. There's a growing number of Latinos who consider both their ethnicity and their race to be Hispanic or Latino. But right now, federal forms are required to ask about a person's Latino identity separate from their racial identity because the federal government considers Latino to be an ethnicity that can be of any race. You know, I talked to Arturo Vargas, CEO of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials Educational Fund, and let's listen to how he explains this issue.
Many Latinos in particular have not completed the census questionnaire in a way that allows them to report their full ethnicity and racial background.
So the second major change that was announced today involves asking this newly worded question. It's, what is your race and or ethnicity? And you'll be asked to select all the checkboxes that apply.
So tell us more about the thinking behind these two big changes and making them now.
These are changes made by the White House's Office of Management and Budget, and they say they're trying to make sure the government's statistics better reflect people's identities today. You know, these changes affect not just the census, but also other federal surveys and forms, and this data makes up a lot of the hidden infrastructure behind how maps of voting districts are redrawn, how civil rights laws are enforced.
Yeah, and I understand how important this would be to a person trying to accurately express their identity in an official government form, but help me understand how a checkbox for, say, Middle Eastern or North African, how does that improve the data?
Well, up until today, the government's standards made it very difficult to pull data about people with roots in the Middle East or North Africa, or you know, the MENA region, a lot of people call it, because they would automatically be counted as white by the federal government. And Maya Berry, executive director of the Arab American Institute, told me that's been a major problem. Let's listen.
The fact that Arab Americans have been rendered invisible and other populations from MENA have been rendered invisible without that checkbox has really been harmful to communities. So it's a pretty significant and big day.
I should point out, Maya Berry told me she does have some concerns that when people start seeing how this new race and or ethnicity question is laid out on forms, that some may get the impression that the Middle Eastern or North African category is not inclusive enough of people who identify with Black diaspora communities.
And just briefly, Hansi, any other objections you're hearing?
There is some concern about blurring the concepts of race and ethnicity, especially from Afro-Latino researchers. So there's calls for more testing, and so we might see more changes before the 2030 census.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wong, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.